Florida's Governor Rick Scott has announced that 4 new locally acquired Zika cases have been reported in Miami. That brings the total to more than 20. As Florida health officials grapple with Zika, there are also questions about how the virus will affect tourism and the state's theme parks. Yesterday, Disney's CEO Bob Iger told CNBC that Zika has not, so far, kept people away.
We've had a few calls on it, but we really haven't seen anything that we would be concerned about in terms of its impact on visitation or bookings.
Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York with more. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. And Disney reported earnings this week that beat expectations. Zika does not appear to have hurt the company. That's what Bob Iger was saying there. But Florida does have an $82 billion tourism industry. Are the theme parks there worried about Zika? Are they taking any precautions?
They don't seem to be worried right now. And interestingly, investors don't seem to be worried. Disney, as you said, says they don't see a significant impact yet. Of course, it's early. And I think it's partly because officials are being very aggressive going after this. You see the pictures, I'm sure we've all seen it on the news, of them in full body gear, spraying, checking for water supply, standing water, and really blanketing this relatively small area in Miami. So I think there's a fair level of high level of confidence that the officials are getting ahead of this. They've sort of learned from what happened in places like Brazil. And Disney and the other businesses seem to be letting the local authorities take the lead. We called them right away and tried to talk to them about this, and they keep directing us to Visit Orlando, the local tourism board. So they seem to be happy and content right now with that to happen. I mean, they're going to keep an eye, close eye on it. Clearly, interestingly, I talked to an analyst about it. They said, listen, the threat of terrorism is probably more of an issue than Zika. And in that situation, we have seen Disney and many other public places step up their security. So right now, Zika does not seem to be on the front burner in terms of concerns.
But I wonder if they're underestimating the threat here, because if this goes on for a while and continues to make its way north in Florida from Miami, where it is right now, they could be in for some trouble.
They could. And listen, I mean, anyone who's been to Disney World in Orlando knows how big that is and how important, as you said, tourism is for Orlando. They're basically taking a wait-and-see approach. And in the case of Disney, interestingly, this is what differentiates them from other local businesses in places in Florida, is this is where their diversity and their reach really matter. I mean, as we talk about Orlando, remember, they just unveiled, and it's open for business now, Shanghai Disney. Hmm. So they'll be able to offset, even with their theme parks, and as they roll out the new things related to these franchises in Star Wars, they'll be able to offset any problems that they had. But again, they seem to think that it's under control.
Now, while we have you, you did an interview with the CEO of the British company Oxitec that's working on a genetically modified mosquito that would create offspring that quickly die. We've talked about this on the show before, but where do things stand with this mosquito, and will we see it in Florida anytime soon?
The answer is probably yes. And we called it the mutant mosquito because it sort of is. And he nicely corrected us and said, we call them genetically modified. but the FDA has given them approval to start testing in a small Florida neighborhood, Key Haven. It's 1 mile east of Key West, not that populated. They are not starting, however, there is a local referendum that's going to happen in November. They're really trying to work with the community and not force their way in. But his really big point when I interviewed him was how effective this is. And that's what they're going to be arguing to the residents there. Every trial they've done so far in places like Brazil, Panama, Cayman, it reduced mosquitoes by 90% in 6 months. When you compare that to insecticides, that is 30 to 50% at best in terms of reducing mosquito. And interestingly, they release males. And I didn't know this, but males don't bite. They die relatively, it's the females that bite. They die relatively soon. And then, of course, they infect their offspring with this mutant gene, and the offspring die. So nothing stays in the environment. So I think the idea of the unintended consequences of some kind of mutant mosquito, they're really trying to get information out there to paint a different story and say this is actually does not have a footprint. So we'll see if they can make that argument to the local community there. But the FDA says go ahead.
And there's enough money in it for a business like this to go out and try to figure out how to create a mosquito like this?
This is what's interesting. I said to him, how do you price a mosquito? Is this is this profitable? I mean, it's hard to get your head around that. I don't think they teach it in business school. And his answer was a little bit vague. I don't really think they know. Right now, it seems like, again, it's testing. It's not mass market. And it seems like they're getting some sort of, you know, payment or contribution from local authorities when they go in there. But I don't think there's a price structure now. Doesn't mean there won't be one. Clearly, their parent company thinks this is the way. And by the way, this will address not just Zika, but other mosquito-borne diseases. Think of dengue, yellow fever, to name just a few. So it does seem that there will be a marker for this. They're just trying to figure out the pricing right now.
Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thank you so much, as always.
You're welcome. Great to be here.